Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It'll be a hot Friday today. Temperatures jumping up into the lower 90s. Even the beaches are likely to get to about 85 to 86 degrees before the sea breeze kicks in enough to drop those temperatures about 5 or 6 degrees by 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And as that sea breeze pushes inland, an isolated shower will form near and west of Interstate 95, but will be very widely scattered, and most spots are going to endure yet another dry day across the area. And then the heat and humidity really kicks in for your weekend. We'll drop into the 60s tonight, and then tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures reach the low 90s. Inland may even see a 93 or a 94 in a couple of spots. Feel like temperatures 96 to 99 degrees. And then again, an isolated shower may form inland, but it would be extremely hit and miss, very low coverage, and for the most part, we're dry and simply hot and humid. Coming off our first official 90 degree day of the season of the year yesterday in Jacksonville. Now, we've had a few other areas that have hit 90 here and there, but the first widespread 90-degree temperatures now, and will last for several days. And, you know, if it's an average year, an average summer, we only have 81 more 90-degree days to go. We average 82 90-degree days during the year. We average one in April. We didn't have one this past April, so at least it was a little bit later than normal. We average 8 90-degree days in the month of May. And then, of course, the lion's share of 90-degree days, more than 60, occur in June, July, and August. We still average about 6 90-degree days in September and 1 in October. So we have a ways to go. But we do also have some good news in that the rain will be increasing next week, and that'll take a little bit of an edge off the temperatures. So first, for the weekend, again, hot and humid will be the big story. Just an isolated inland shower, mostly dry. Mother's Day will be hot and humid. Temperatures well into the 80s at the beaches, low to mid-90s inland. And speaking of the beaches, you're looking at a surf of about, on average, 2 to 3 feet. So not a whole lot there. Low rip current risk, although realize there can be rip currents at any time. Should always swim and surf with a buddy. And you're looking at water temperatures now that have warmed well into the 70s, so starting to heat up a little bit. Sunburn times this weekend, as well as today, are going to be down around 10 to 15 minutes. So use some extra care, apply and reapply that sunscreen, and lots of water, too. So for the players, we have round two today, and it'll be pretty hot. Temperatures make it into the mid-80s, maybe as high as 86 or so by 2:30 in the afternoon. And then it'll drop off a little bit with the sea breeze, but the wind's otherwise not a big factor. Out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning, 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon, very similar to what we had on Thursday. And the weekend will be very much the same, starting out in the upper 60s to low 70s early in the morning, quickly jumping into the 80s, and then slowly dropping off a little bit late in the afternoon with the sea breeze. But the winds will not be particularly strong over the weekend either. And then as we head into next week, we've been giving you the first alert on this now for several days. It looks much wetter. So as we get into Monday and Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms will start to increase across the area. Tropical moisture surging northward up the peninsula of Florida, which, by the way, will hit southern and central Florida first. And that means the weekend looks pretty wet if you're traveling south. It doesn't get to Jacksonville to northeastern Florida, though, until about Monday. And then on and off rain appears to be in the picture for a good part of next week. And that's some good news. Now approaching 3 weeks in many spots since we've had significant rainfall. Have a great and safe weekend. Stay cool. Apply that sunscreen. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.